He sends one high in the air to fairly deep left. Back is Mountcastle. It carries to the seats for a two-run homer. Oh, there's that man strength that Bobby Bradley has that others don't. That looked like a routine fly ball to left. Mountcastle went after it like it was routine until it landed four or five rows deep.
Bob, how's your man strength these days? How was it over the weekend?
Certainly not at the level of Mr. Bobby Bradley, that's for sure. As he talked about after the game, you know, when a left-handed hitter can take a left-handed pitcher deep to left center field, that means he's staying on the ball and real confident at the plate. And an ugly, ugly loss yesterday, but Bobby was certainly one of the few bright spots in that crazy game yesterday.
Yeah, so the top of his head is a bright spot too. This is I saw his hair. He looks a different. Right? Am I correct on that? I saw a video for that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Who knows what color it'll be a few days from now.
Right. Well, that's the surprise of the helmet. We see them mostly with helmets on and hats. But when we see them in those Zoom postgame things, you're like, that's quite a look that he's got going on there. All right. So what did we learn anything from the Orioles weekend series, or what do we need to do about it? Are we glad we have a day off today, I guess, is the answer.
Well, I don't know about whether or not, we've had many days off here. We had last Thursday, we have today, we have this coming Thursday, and then we get to play 30 games in 31 days before the All-Star break. So a lot of baseball coming up on the horizon for the Tribe. One thing, Mandy Bell had a note in MLB.com about how oddly against sub-500 teams, we're only a few games over 500, and teams above 500, we have a better winning percentage. So we need to straighten that out. But one of those days is we're searching both Cal Quantrill and Sam Henches, two of the young guys that, you know, we have been mixing in and out of the starting rotation, whether that's fair to them as they're not stretched out. Both had difficult days yesterday. But again, yesterday we didn't play very crisp defense, and we need to do a better job on those things.
So you mentioned the struggles against the sub-500 teams, or kind of those middling teams. Is there a rhyme or reason for that in your eyes, or is that anyone's guess is as good as yours?
Yeah, I don't know if you can really pinpoint a reason. It's just the flow of the baseball season. I think that's the answer always is, hey, it's baseball. It's the flow of the season, and not sure what the exact reasoning is, but it's something that we should certainly address. We have the Baltimore Orioles coming to town for four. After the Seattle Mariners come in for this coming weekend full of promotional activity. And, Baltimore is a team that at this stage we should do much better against.
I've been seeing something about opening day 2.0. Is that what they're kind of branding this coming up?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun now that we're able to have 100% capacity. We've got a full array of promotions for opening date 2.0, Sugardale Dollar Dogs on Friday, post-game fireworks presented by Blaster Corporation, $2 pregame party in the district presented by Miller Lite. We're going to give away the Block C car magnet, courtesy of our friends at Progressive. And also give away a steel tumbler for the first 10,000 fans. So we've got a whole array of goodies for opening day 2.0. Roberto Perez, bobblehead on Saturday, courtesy of Sherwin-Williams. So big weekend of promotions coming up when the Tribe comes home for a 7-game homestand.
you're unleashing every promotion possible, it seems.
Yes, we are. We're pent up.
That's right.
Yeah. We want to just unleash it all, get back to 100% capacity, have some fun at the ballpark, and I just hope the weather. We got thrown a curveball here during our last homestand with the weather off the lake, and it's something we need to just get into the flow of the baseball season. You know, oddly, this is our only weekend homestand in the month of June, so we hope people want to get out, come to the ballpark, have some fun.
Yeah, and after Baltimore, we head off to sort of a National League tour with Pittsburgh and the Cubs, it looks like. So.
Yep, and then again, a weekend in Minnesota before we come home again to a team that we've had some success against in the Detroit Tigers. But the July 4th weekend, Houston Astros come to town. They're a good ball club.
Yep.
But coming up this weekend, opening day 2.0. Come on down to Progressive Field, have some fun.
Right, Bob. Are you doing all that from memory, or do you have a long list like Santa reading off of the promotion? You did a good job either way. I don't want to blow your.
The
secret.
More you say it, the more it just sticks in your head. But I always right. make sure I have a cheat sheet.
No,
especially at this hour of the morning.
Thank you. Good job. I should take that notes from Bob to have something written down a bunch in a while in the morning show here. Bob, we appreciate your time. We'll check again next week after a good weekend with the Seattle Mariners, all right?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Have a good week. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Bob DiBiasio joining us this morning talking Indians baseball, all about what's going on.